KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have fair to partly cloudy skies right now. It's 61 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high around 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. The Iowa Economic Development Authority has awarded more than $2 million to seven towns on Thursday in what are called the Community Development Block Grants, or CDBG. Authority spokesperson Nicole Hansen says the grant money is being provided by the federal government for water and sewer system improvements.
It is a competitive program. We do receive more requests than we're able to fund, unfortunately.
She says they always try to fund as many projects as they can because there is a big need for water and sewer improvements. Anthony, Blairstown, Fontenelle, Guttenberg, Lake Park, Messina, and St. Olaf all were awarded grants in this round. Fontenelle received a $300,000 grant for a local match of $1.6 million for wastewater treatment plant improvements. Messina's $300,000 grant is for plus a local match of $1.8 million for also for wastewater plant improvements. Hansen says there are several factors involved in the selection process.
We take a look at project need. We take a look at project impact and readiness. We also take a look at the benefit to low and moderate income persons. One of the national objectives with the federal CDBG program is benefit to low and moderate income individuals.
The grants are targeted to smaller communities in the state.
The largest communities in Iowa, the Davenport, Des Moines, those communities with populations over 50,000, they received their own community development block grant allocation from the federal government. So they are not able to apply for the state program because they receive their own allocations.
Communities that didn't get grants this time around have another chance before the end of the year.
We are accepting applications currently. That application window will close on October 1st, and then we'll make awards in November for the fourth quarter. And then we'll open it up again on January 1st for 2020.
She says they usually have around $10 million to award each year. The Cass County Auditor's Office said Thursday that Thomas R. Harris has filed to run for the office of mayor in the city of Oneida. The two other men running for city council seats include Kevin Littleton and Mark Harris. And Carmen Sorensen has filed to run for the Griswold City Council on November the 5th. There are three seats available for the city council in Griswold. The last day to file for city and school elections is Thursday, September 19th. Orex Pharmacy's locations on Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic and the Atlantic Medical Center will be closing next week in preparation for their move to the former Sears store at 1607 East 7th Street. You may recall that on March the 1st, Josh Bohrer, the president and owner of Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, announced plans at that time for its current locations in Atlantic, Rex Pharmacy Downtown, and the Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy to merge and become one pharmacy at the former Sears building across the street from the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. Bohrer said progress on the refurbished building has been progressing nicely.
We now have the fixtures installed, and we're working to install some of our pieces of technology that are going to go with us, and they're getting the network and everything set up now. So we're on track for a September 16th go-live date at the new location.
And as mentioned, the current Atlantic locations will be closing next week, beginning with the Atlantic Medical Center site.
We're going to do everything we can to minimize the amount of disruption, but there is a lot of technology and pieces that need to be moved. So the Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy will be closing on Thursday the 12th at 5 o'clock. So it'll go through its normal hours at 5 o'clock. It will close that night. We will merge all that data down to the Rex location. So any Atlantic Medical Center patients that need to get something filled the next day, they can contact the Rex Pharmacy at 243-2110. And they can fill things at Rex Pharmacy.
The downtown store will close at noon on Friday, September 13th, in preparation for technology transfers to the new location. The pharmacy will still be available for emergency needs, he said, but if you see that you're running low on prescriptions or medical supplies, be sure and order those as soon as possible in advance of the closing. The new pharmacy at the former Sears store will be open for business, as he mentioned, September 16th. As for the downtown pharmacy, Bohrer said they're still exploring options for the building so it doesn't stay vacant too long.
We've had some interest, and really, to be honest, we have so much to move out of here that We haven't had as much thought and focus on that, but certainly we'll be shifting in the next couple of weeks. Our focus will be shifting towards finding a good home for this building.
In March, Boris said the plans were the result of Rex Pharmacy's desire to make community pharmacy a more viable part of patient outcomes in Atlantic and the surrounding area. Rex Pharmacy has been in its current 6,000 square feet location on Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic for more than 75 years, which is why Boris says it was a tough decision to make the change. He said they've had a lot of feedback since their announcement of the move.
And I would say by and large, mostly positive. I think our team and the people are excited to have the new building with the drive-through. Our team is really excited to kind of get all under one roof. You know, operating in two separate areas of town is just, it's not as efficient as it can be. So we're excited about the efficiency that we can put in and what that means to our customer service levels, ultimately what we're after. So we believe it'll be a much better experience overall. You know, I think the concerns are probably the same concerns we had, and that's, you know, we want to make sure that we can fill this building with, you know, something that brings value to the downtown. That was probably the hardest decision for us to come to, was leaving the downtown.
The new pharmacy will have a drive-through prescription pickup window, also private clinical rooms for patient medication reviews, education, consultations, and immunizations. It'll be a full-service pharmacy with all the over-the-counter medications and supplements, as well as in-home medical equipment and supplies. In the funeral announcement, Steve Furch, age 74, Bridgewater, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Steve Furch will be this morning at 10:30 at the Bridgewater United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Doug Smoke Kelly, age 68, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. A memorial service for Doug Smoke Kelly will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Bowman's United Methodist Church in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Ruth McKinstry, age 85, of Harlan, died August 26th. Funeral services for Ruth McKinstry will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Carol Myers, age 72, of Atlantic and formerly of Anchorage, Alaska and New York City, died August 30th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A visitation for Carol Myers will be tomorrow from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Everett Britson, age 94, of Atlantic, died Thursday at his home. A celebration of life for Everett Britson will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Adela Graham, age 72, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at her home. Per her wishes, cremation will take place and there will be no formal services for Adela Graham. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.